Huron County Hockey League. Goal scorers for the winning team, Tommy Morneau, two goals. Jacob Pariseau had a goal. Seth Ostatowski had a goal. For the Chargers, Corey Sosnowski had two goals, and Luke Gehring had a goal. And that's all she wrote. Right now, they're just congratulating each other at center ice. I'm sure they'll have the traditional handshake at center ice here pretty soon. We have the families coming out to take photographs. So this will take a little while, I'm certain. We'll be right back with post-game analysis after one or two commercials.
Purchasing insurance can be a very challenging thing to deal with. When you choose the right agent and the right company that's looking out for your needs, then something does happen, it makes it all worth it. I'm Dave Peruski with Peruski Insurance, your auto owner's insurance agency in Bad Axe. Let us at Peruski Insurance find the right auto owner's policies to let you rest at night, knowing you're covered in case of an accident or an injury.
That's right, Dave. I'm Karen Krozek. Getting the proper insurance coverage is as easy as picking up the phone and calling for a free, no-obligation insurance consultation. Let us at Peruski Insurance give you a comprehensive insurance quote on auto, fleet, commercial insurance, and even workers' comp.
For the best insurance service at competitive premiums, see us at your auto owner's agency, Peruski Insurance, at 104 Scott Street between Klemco Printing and Braden Tire in downtown Bad Axe. Or call us at 989-269-9555.
We're back. The presentation of the trophies is coming up. You have some statistics for the game, Ken?
Yes, we do. Northgate Chargers had 22 shots on goal, and Ostatowski Realty had 17.
What was the time of the goal? Do we know? Or oh, the scorekeepers all left us, so we don't really
9:07
know.
In overtime.
9:07, so a whopping 53 seconds into overtime. We're holding up the trophy at center ice, the Chargers.
Getting their second place trophy.
Okay. The coaches are being acknowledged as well. Rick Callender. It looks like Steve Lynn. And who's the third coach? I can't remember. Yeah, Steve Lynn and Scott Whipple. That's right. Each player will get a medal. There was one player that didn't play tonight, the Dukoski player had a game misconduct for improper equipment last night. The helmet was too loose. So unfortunately for him, he couldn't play tonight. Kind of a strange rule, but I guess it's a safety rule. So it looks like we have about 10 or 12 medals to give out before the championship team comes in and gets their medals. Later on this evening, we'll have a second game for you. It'll be the midget division. These are players that are 16 and 18 years old. They will have a championship game tonight as well. It'll be the Stone Cold team against the Pirates team. That game will probably start somewhere in another 35 to 40 minutes. They have to resurface the ice and pass out the awards and all those other types of things. So. We had a close game, never more than a two-goal lead for any team. So that was good. Good, entertaining hockey game. Any last-minute thoughts, Ken?
I think it's going to be a tough one, the second game. This is a nice game. I enjoy this kind of hockey.
Yep, it's nice to see the kids come out and play. Very good season for those players.
It was.
Yep. We have all the fans on the ice. Players, relatives, parents, so on and so forth. Here comes the winning team now. Obviously, they're a little happier.
We got a couple captains and goalie, come on up. Come on, boy.
Three captains will get their medals first. The goalie and three captains. That team is coached by Bo Herrick, Dave Dabowski, and who's the third coach? I can't come up with a name. Oh, Casey Bruce, that's right. So they're all there on the ice. Maybe getting kicked out of the game and a bench minor was the best thing to happen to them.
Yep.
They get a shorthanded goal just like that. That happens so often where the blue liners on a power play have trouble keeping it in and the other player gets a breakaway and that's all she wrote.
Yep. Just a bad break.
Bad break. You hate to see that happen, but that's the way the puck bounces in this game. We have about five or six more players to get their medals. All smiles, of course. A lot of pictures being taken. The ice is starting to puddle up here. They're going to have to resurface and maybe turn off the lights before the second game starts. They did not have open skating here over the weekend just to try to keep the ice in good condition for these games. So let's hope for the best for the second game.
I hope it's as exciting as the first game was.
I do too. It was a very enjoyable game to watch. I know a lot of parents in the stands were on the pins and needles as this game progressed, especially when you go into an overtime situation.
Yep.
Great job, guys.
Some of these boys will be going to Toledo, Ohio to play in a tournament the first weekend in April.
Yep. I think some other leagues are going to Cleveland later this week as well.
Yep, they got five teams from Huron County Hockey Association going to Cleveland, Ohio.
And that will be the coming weekend?
First weekend in April.
First weekend in April, okay. What divisions? Just the Bannon division? Or
all of them.
All the divisions?
All the divisions are taking one team.
One team, okay, that'd be good. I'm sure the kids will have a great time with something like that.
Yep.
No doubt about it. Well, now they are taking team pictures around the goal. Goalie will be in the center, obviously holding the trophy with his team surrounding him. Maybe about 10,000 photographs taken there, I'm sure. May not be as wet there.
Sure. We just need to keep one open until the beginning.
How does the second game look? How did that game go last night?
Good. Right down to overtime.
Final score was?
4-3.
4-3 in overtime. Who was the goal scorer in overtime?
I don't remember.
You don't remember? No. Was it a long overtime or just a short one like tonight?
Short one. A
couple minutes and that was it. It's hard to have a long sustained overtime sometimes. Well, we'll take a break. Take a commercial break and then when we come back,
we'll be ready for the second game.
We'll be ready for the second game. Yep.
The Thumbs Power Station.